All right. We are back here at 29 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. A good time to bring in Bernie Macias, our good pal with AARP. That's right, the Associate State Director. We say a very good morning to you, Bernie. How you been? All right?
Good morning, Jay. I've been great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Let's recap a little bit with AARP, what it's all about and everything else. And of course, you know, whenever Bernie's on, he does such a great job. There's so many scams out there you need to know about. And that's why we have him on. AARP, of course, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit social mission organization, really focusing on empowering people to choose how they live as they age. So, Bernie, take it away. How could you, let's start out by, I guess, telling our listeners a little bit more about AARP and, you know, what your group does overall, maybe in an expanded version here. Go ahead.
Absolutely. AARP, we work to strengthen our families and communities and advocate for those issues that matter most to people 50 plus and older. And we focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment. And today, I'm most certainly happy to be back to talk about financial stability when it comes to all those scammers out there who are trying to get your money. So we want to talk about that so people can stay safe.
Exactly. And believe me, there are a lot of folks out there trying to do the nefarious deeds in just that. So, Bernie, basically, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, released its annual compendium of fraud reports from last year. Shocking news. First time ever. Reported theft through fraud, top $10 billion. You know, that's a high number. I think it's 14% higher than the previous year. And even going back, even higher. What else can you tell us about the report? I mean, targeting these types of individuals and everything else. Go ahead.
Sure. You know, the numbers are in, like you said, and last year was another historic year for fraud. $4.6 billion was stolen through investment scams. Wow. That's more than any type of fraud. Many investment scams are now tied to the cryptocurrency, where, as you know, a lot of consumers are in, and they've reported $1.4 billion stolen. The most frequent reported scams were those imposter scams, where a lot of criminals pretend to be that person, company, you know, a government agency that you trust. And according to the report, the average victim of an imposter scam had $800 stolen from them, which I believe it's probably most likely higher than that. But yeah, that's the average victim.
Wow, that is unbelievable. So it's just trying to protect ourselves from a lot of these investment scams. That's what it's all about right now, right?
It sure is. Yeah, it sure is. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's a lot going on regarding cryptocurrency also.
Right. A lot more people are in the cryptocurrency, and therefore yet another scam to watch out for.
Can you elaborate a little bit more? You mentioned these imposter scams. I have a pretty good idea, but I want to make sure the audience is clear, if you don't mind.
Sure. You know, the imposter scams, again, they pretend to be a person, company, or government agency that you trust. I mean, right now, the most popular method for criminals to reach their victims in 2023 was actually email, which is, you know, surpassing the text messages and the phone calls, which led to previous years. So, you know, email continues to be a very popular way for criminals to send imposter links. And please, just don't click links that you are not familiar with. You have to be really careful out there and vigilant.
And this is what I tell various folks within the confines of my family, you know, don't click. You know, If it is not familiar to you of any sort, you know, do not click on anything. Don't click links. Viruses are attached and all kinds of stuff. Don't let anybody get your information. That is the MO, unfortunately, in today's world. Great information, Bernie. Great information. Where can we get more? Where can the folks get more as far as the latest of scams?
Absolutely. So the AARP Fraud Watch Network offers free resources that give consumers the knowledge to spot and avoid these scams. You can check out our resources online at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. There you can learn various scams and how they work, get the support and guidance on what to do if you have been targeted by scams or fraud. You can also report a scam or get help if a scam has targeted you or a loved one through the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline. And that number is 877-908-3360.
All right, very important there. You know, every time you come on, we always get great feedback because it's such helpful type of information, scams, tips to protect, and sharing it. So we appreciate that. And also, we want to tell the folks you can register now at aarp.org/NYStopScams. And also join us at the Shred events held over at the following Island Federal Credit Unions, Bernie. It's I think the first one is Saturday, April the 20th, right?
Yes, it is. That's April 20th, 10 to 12. Yep.
That's the Selden branch from 10 to 12, followed by 1 to 3. That's the Sable branch, Island Federal. And then a week later on the 27th of April, 10 to 12, that's at the North Belmore branch, 1 to 3 Hicksville. And the final Shred event will be on, as we get closer to these, we'll reiterate. The final event, shredding-wise, May the 4th, Saturday, 10 to 12. That's at the Island Federal Hop Hog Branch. Now, you can bring up the 3 bags or small boxes of confidential documents, and they'll shred them right then and there on site free. And for more information, again, go to the site, aarp.org/NYStopScams now. And let me tell you, these are great events. If you think that, now, for instance, I'll tell you what I have. You know, I have a ton of paperwork regarding credit reports and everything else that would be so easy to put in a garbage bag, right? But don't take it upon yourself to think, hey, you know what? It's going to be incinerated or whatever they do with it. Not the case. Be careful. Be careful. You don't know what happens after your garbage is dispersed accordingly. The shredding is the best way to go. That's why I love these events when you're involved. So get it done via the shredder. Shredder is key. And as we get close to these April and May events, we will highlight that even more so, Mr. Macias.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Always great having you on. Bernard Macias, ladies and gentlemen, does an unbelievable job letting us know what's going on. That's AARP's Associate Safety Director, Bernie Macias. And we look forward to the next time, Bern. You take care.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.